Hare Krishna. Japa Book, Chapter 10, Techniques for Controlling the Mind. We have discussed controlling the mind by giving it a simple task. Ultimately, the restless, fickle mind can only be controlled by placing it at Krishna's lotus feet. Hearing about Krishna helps, but the first and most basic process is to bathe the mind in spiritual sound by listening to Krishna's name. Use the ear and tongue together and vibrate Krishna's names. Still, the mind is so strong that we may find ourselves needing extra help to control it. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur suggests the broomstick and shoe method. Srila Prabhupada writes, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that in the morning our first business should be to beat the mind with shoes 100 times, and before going to bed to beat the mind 100 times with a broomstick. In this way, one's mind can be kept under control. Quoted from Srimad Bhagavatam 564 purport. Quote again, there is one easy way with which the mind can be conquered, neglect. The mind is always telling us to do this or that. Therefore, we should be very expert in disobeying the mind's orders. Gradually, the mind should be trained to obey the orders of the soul. It is not that one should obey the orders of the mind. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say that to control the mind, one should beat it with shoes many times just after awakening and again before going to sleep. In this way, one can control the mind. This is the instruction of all the Shastras. If one does not do so, one is doomed to follow the dictations of the mind. Srimad Bhagavatam 5.11.17, purport. In a lecture given in Calcutta, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur describes what he means by his technique. Quote, this wicked mind, which is never to be trusted, should be broomsticked every morning with such warnings as, be not anxious to find fault with others or to proclaim thyself a true, sincere, bona fide bhakta, which certainly thou art not. End quote. When the mind is always critical of others, we can ask ourselves, who do I think I am? We know our own problems and failures better than anyone. So what right do we have to criticize others? Don't let the mind get away with such misbehavior. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur continues, there is an adage to the effect that para chakareira gati nohi kona kole. A man who is habituated to criticize others' conduct will never prosper. Let others do what they like. I have no concern with them. I should rather find fault with my own damn mind. End quote of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Beating the mind is the first technique, but it doesn't work for everyone because sometimes if we are too aggressive in the attack, the mind goes into a spasm and ignores our orders. For those who have this experience, Raghunath Das Goswami has offered a second way to control the mind, pleading with the mind to become a friend. He writes in Manas Shiksha 1, O mind, I grasp your feet and beg you with sweet words. Please throw away all your pride and develop intense, extraordinary love for my spiritual master, for Brajabhumi, for the people of Braja, for the Vaishnavas, for the Brahmins, for the Gayatri Mantra, for the holy name, and for the transcendental shelter that is the youthful couple of Braj. Pride sits in the mind, the ever-present representative of false ego. But pride can be conquered by offering oneself wholeheartedly as the affectionate servant of the spiritual master and the holy persons, places, and things mentioned in this verse. Quotation from Manasiksha again, the second through the fourth verse. Don't perform the pious and impious deeds described in the Vedas. Intently serve Sisi Radha and Krishna in Braja. Always remember that Lord Chaitanya is the son of Maharaj Nanda and that my guru is most dear to Lord Mukunda. Mind, listen to me. If you desire to reside in Braja birth after birth, and if you desire to directly serve the divine couple, then with great love. Always remember and bow down before Srila Swarup Damodar Goswami, Srila Rupa Goswami, his elder brother Sri Sanatan Goswami, and all their associates and followers. Give up the prostitutes of friendship with non-devotees, prostitutes who will steal the treasure of your heart. End quote. His words should make us examine our own heart. What do we treasure? Here's Manasiksha 4-5. Don't listen to the words of the tigress of impersonal liberation, which devours everyone. Give up attraction for Lord Narayan, which leads to the world of Vaikuntha. Oh mind, in Braja, worship Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, the two philanthropists who give away the jewel of pure love. The highwayman Lust and his friends have bound me at the neck with the painful rope of wicked deeds. Oh mind, please scream. O Krishna, O killer of Baka, I will be killed by the highwayman. O mind, do this and the Vaishnavas will save me. End quote. Devotees often notice that when the mind tries to grasp something, there is a point where they retain the soul's freedom to choose Krishna. At that point, if they actually call out to Krishna for help, to Krishna, to Raghunath Das Goswami, to Srila Prabhupada, to any pure person, the mind recedes and they are saved. The mind cannot stand in the presence of these personalities' spiritual potency. As Srila Prabhupada wrote in a number of initiation letters, quote, the example is that when the sun is in the sky, there is no question of darkness. Similarly, when the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is vibrating on your tongue and you are hearing attentively, then your consciousness becomes clear or Krishna conscious. And there is no question of Maya or hazy consciousness. Just as when the light and the darkness come together, the darkness cannot stand before the light, so Maya cannot remain in the presence of Krishna. Always remember, therefore, to chant Hare Krishna, and that will save you in all circumstances, without any doubt. End quote. The sadhana process presents us with choices. If we use our freedom to choose, we can know that what we choose will reveal what we actually want to achieve in life, what we think will make us happy. Is the service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna or one of the phantasmagorical presentations? Is it the service of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna or one of the phantasmagorical presentations Maya offers? During japa, Maya will present endless distractions, but that is not our concern. Our task is simple. Listen to Krishna's holy names, to a single holy name or one mantra, and call out to the Lord. You may have spent years on the journey to acquire the spiritual jewels of realization and taste. Will you allow the highwaymen of lust, pride, and envy to steal the jewels of realization you have already gathered? Misplaced anger can steal everything we have spent a lifetime gathering. Call out to Krishna to save you. He will come immediately. Is already present in his name, Abhinatam Nama Namano. The mind may be holding tightly to its lust, but as darkness flees before light, the mind will release its attachment as soon as one actually takes shelter of Krishna's names. Raghunath Das continues, mind, why do you burn you, both you and me, by bathing in the trickling urine of the ass of deviousness and hypocrisy? From text 6, Manasiksha. Contemplating these verses forces us to become introspective. Even if such introspection causes us pain, when we see ourselves in ourselves the obnoxious qualities Raghunath Das is describing, we are devious and hypocritical, and we are bathing in the burning urine of an ass. The mind, often ever so subtly, seduces us into seeking fame, and it is willing to use hypocrisy, deceit, and even self-deceit to attain it. Pratishtadityata upasakagan. Pride is a weed that chokes the devotional creeper, a weed that often survives by deceptively disguising itself as humility. Material desires, anartas, offenses, weakness of heart, have we invested our hope in these obstacles, expecting them to actually deliver the happiness we long for? Yet the mind relentlessly grasps at them, hoping for satisfaction by bathing in, quote, the burning urine of an ass, end quote. Raghunath Das suggests a different type of bath. You should delight both you and me by eternally bathing in the glistening nectar ocean of pure love for C.C. Gandhava Giridhari, end quote. The mind will never be satisfied with its material activities. It can only become truly satisfied by bathing in the nectar of the holy names sincerely chanted in the association of devotees. Srila Prabhupada had his own technique for dealing with the mind. Simply ignore it and keep busy in Krishna's service, either by chanting, hearing, or otherwise serving the holy name. He also suggested that we not chant to enjoy the holy name, but as servants of the name. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur instructed his disciples to pray to the personified name to make them worthy of serving him. The next part of this chapter is entitled Becoming a Servant of the Holy Name. And Krishna willing, we shall continue with that till the end of the chapter soon. Hare Krishna.